The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, last week, Cillian Sunderman, the comedian and author, it has to be said, his book has come out, his own book in the meantime, but he put The Mark in the Void by Paul Murray on the Hard Shoulder bookshelf. This week, it is the turn of actor Rory Cowan. Rory, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm good, yeah. Are you out enjoying the good weather?
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's really glorious here today. It's fabulous. Now.
You brought it back from Spain, I understand.
I did.
We have to thank you for this.
It was important when it was for a week. Came back last night and then the weather's gorgeous.
Did you do much holiday reading?
Yes. I have thousands of books at home. I never throw them away. I never give them away. I have books that I bought when I was 6-7 years of age.
Well, you're one of these hoarders.
I never have to insulate my attic because it's just full of books. I mean, that's okay. All the insulation that needs. So I'm reading Barbara Streisand's autobiography at the moment. My Name is Barbara. And it's absolutely brilliant. But the only thing is, it's 1,000 pages long.
Ah, God, that's too much.
It's a heavy book. So if I'm in bed and I'm lying back and it's on my chest, it gets very heavy, I put it down. And then if I'm sitting on the sofa reading, it's like,
yeah,
my arms get tired.
Do you ever do that thing where you start to nod off and it falls forward and hits your nose? That'd break your nose. Barbara Streisand to break your nose.
It's like a ways of tone. So what I did then, I got it on an e-book and she's reading it. And
oh,
it is absolutely brilliant. It's a fabulous book because she, like me, like when I remember stuff with me, everything goes back music. Any memory I have, any good memory I have will always be related to some music that I can apply to. But with her, it's food. And she's talking about food that she'd eaten 40 years ago and stuff.
Really?
Like that.
That's so funny.
But it's very, very interesting. And how she got to where she was was by just sheer determination. She reminds me, or Brendan O'Carroll reminds me a bit of her, because she does everything her way and everything is done in-house and people have tried to change her to do this, that and the other, and she's never done it. And she's actually fell out with people and because she was insistent on things have to be done her way.
Yeah.
And it's worked out for her. I mean, she's had it, like she's been singing, acting, directing, writing. She's done everything and she's been brilliant at it. She's won every award that's gone. But it's a terrific book. It really is. It's a very interesting book because she goes into a lot of detail. And what I liked about it is she's very honest. And sometimes it works against her, but she's been very, very honest in the book. And she was a bit of a goer as well. Which I didn't realise.
Right.
She met every Tom, Dick and Harry.
Because she would have always guarded her privacy.
That's
and there's a famous kind of Barbara Streisand rule, isn't there, on the internet when you try and keep something quiet that it ends up getting amplified.
That's
she tried
true.
To keep her address off the internet or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, she was doing something. They were doing something with a house.
Yeah.
And they took photographs of it and she tried to stop it. But then everyone knows where her house is now.
Yeah.
Anytime it comes up. So it worked against her. But she was trying to be very private. But this book just...
Right.
She's just incredibly honest. I'd really recommend it. It's a great book. But buy the e-book to listen to it.
And do you
better.
Do that often? Listen to books?
This is the first one I've ever done with. The first one.
So you'll do more, brilliant. I think, will you?
Yes. But I still like reading. I like having a book. But it's just this one was too heavy.
Well, I've listened to a few, sometimes driving, I listen to books.
Yeah.
And I find it's those types of books. It's autobiographies are great when they read them and says, Bono's book is great to listen to.
I must
actually
get that.
Yeah, it's really good to listen to. Matthew McConaughey's book, Green Light,
really?
Is brilliant. Oh,
I
fascinating.
Them,
yeah, really, really.
Because this one is great and it's the first one I've ever bought to listen to and I just thought, right, I'll do that again.
Yeah. So that's kind of what
that's
you
what
are
I'm reading.
You'll be reading.
I'm only halfway through.
Yeah, I'll ask you in about a year's time, you'll still be reading it. It's so bloody big.
It's so funny that when you're reading it, it just gives you the time. Now, the book to listen to is 39 hours long. I'm down to 23 hours. So I still have another 23 hours to go.
All right. Somewhere to go. You'll have to go back to Spain for another week or 2 weeks. So what's your favourite book? What book are you putting up on the bookshelf?
My favourite book and the one I'd recommend to everybody is a book called The Meaning of Things by A.C. Grayling.
Okay.
Now, he's a philosopher. He writes for The Times and I think he's teaching in some university in the UK. But it's a fantastic, it's not about philosophy or it's not a self-help, it's definitely not a self-help book. But it's about like little sketch maps and the book is like each story is about or each topic might be 3 or 4 pages.
Yeah.
And so it's about whenever you're facing in life, it sort of gives you different views on how you can look at it and stuff like that. But it's definitely not a self-help book, but I would definitely recommend it. Like, it starts off with things like this. The book has 60 topics in it.
Okay.
Right, so I just had to take a few notes on some of them because I wouldn't remember all the 60.
Yeah, give us a few examples.
But the first one is hope.
Okay.
Now, everyone thinks, like, hope can be your main possession and it can be fabulous and all that. But it can also be the worst of evils. Like, if you look, a gambler's living in hope.
Yes, that's
so
quite,
it can become a huge issue. But then a person seeking asylum from a poor country and he wants to come to a free country that he hasn't been in and stuff like that. There's hope there. And that can be a wonderful thing for him to have, to hope to get what he doesn't have in his own country. But then it can move on to other topics, which you can apply to all that. Like, there's, when hope is, if somebody comes here and they're denied asylum, you can, if it's a one person, you can imagine, and your heart will go out to them, but that they've been denied what they really, really hope for and what they yearn for. But then you've got, that's his greatest possession, and it's hard not to feel awful for him when he's been rejected. And that's where nationalism comes in. And these are all separate topics.
Yeah.
You can sort of apply them. And like nationalism, it sounds nice and it sounds wonderful because everyone wants to belong to a country and to be about the country's culture and stuff like that. But then the nationalists, they dress it up as patriotism and like in your own country. But then they use it to do the most disgraceful things. Do you know what I mean? Like really terrible things. And they make it sound logical and, it's all for your country. So that type of thing, that goes on. That's it. So nationalism is it's an evil.
Yeah.
There's nothing good about it, though. It does sort of give you different views on.
It's funny, I remember, nationalism in this country, because of the North and the experience of partition and the name, the word maybe meant different things. We had a different attitude
Everyone thinks nationalism is patriotism and they're totally different. Patriotism is okay.
But because I remember Billy Connolly being asked about Scottish independence. This is years ago, before the kind of referendum in whatever it was, 2014 or around then. And this is maybe 10 years before that. And he was absolutely opposed to it because he said he hated nationalism.
Yeah.
Because I hate nationalism. And it just, all the ugly things it drags up in society.
Because it muddles.
And I thought it just was interesting from an Irish point of view.
It muddles up what are good things, like patriotic things about loving your country and loving your cultures. But it muddles them up and it takes them to horrible places and things like that. Like really, really horrible places. And so where you, what nationalists have to do to get away from that, like, because if it was one fella who was looking for asylum, like you feel sorry for him, you say, "Ah, God love me, he's just trying to do his best." But when they make it like it's a label,
yes,
it's hard to hate an individual, but you can hate a label,
yeah.
So you can say, and it's all different things that are covered in this book, and they all sort of relate. It's
interesting,
to each other
and
everything.
And so that's A.C. Grayling's
A.C. Grayling, The Meaning of Things.
And is it a book you dip in and out of? You can.
You wouldn't read, like you could, but you don't. It's one thing. Yeah. Like I've been reading it since 2003.
Okay.
I've got a couple of hundred pages in it, but you keep going back to it. It's like I always put it that it's like when I was watching what's that thing about the President of America? The Martin Sheen.
The West Wing.
The West Wing. I love it. But you can take out any episode of that and just watch it. You don't to watch it from the start.
No.
And this book is the same. You can just pick it up and say, oh, yeah, that's great.
But it's
definitely my favourite book.
What about a childhood book? Have you kind of books?
Yes. My very first book, and I still have it at home. It's called Five Run Away Together by Enid Blyton.
Oh, the famous
one. I was six or seven when I got that. And I wanted a Ladybird book. We used to go to Adam and Eve's church on Merchant's Quay and they had a little shop at the front of it. And my mother was, when I picked up a book, my mother said, you're too old for that. Pictures. No, you don't want a book with pictures.
Yeah.
And she picked out this for me. Now, it took me a week to read it, but I was fascinated because it all fell in when we started going on holidays to Rush. And the famous five lived at the seaside and they went over to Kieran Island and there was smugglers and their father, George's father, Quentin, was a scientist, but you never knew what he did. He was a scientist always working on top secret things.
Yeah.
And Fanny, she got sick and all the kids used to go off on their own and they stayed in the house on their own. And this book was very, when I think back, it's a very strange one because the story was the Sticks were the bad family. She was brought in as a caretaker because Fanny had to go to a hospital and she was away and the kids were left on their own. And they had kidnapped a girl and they hid her on the island and the Famous Five found her and stuff like this. And then it was the strangest thing because the father said, oh, you found new friends. You can stay with them for a week after the whole country looking for her. But it was a fascinating book. I couldn't put it down. But it really got me into reading. And from that book on, I always had a book near me.
Yeah,
I was never without a book because books open up your life. You're never lonely when you have a book.
Yeah.
They're fabulous.
That's a great note to wrap things up on. Five Runaway Together by Enid Blyton.
Yeah.
If you are looking for a nice childhood book to get things going, AC Gradings, The Meaning of Things.
Definitely everyone should get that. And I think for your type, for the show that you do, because you know, you can't be an expert on everything and you've got loads of guests.
I'm inexpert on a lot of things, Rory.
But this like makes you think of different questions and stuff. It's fabulous. Okay. Definitely get it.
I will read it. Rory, it's been a pleasure. Thanks a million. Good
Not
to see you
again. Thank you very
Thank
much
you
for inviting
good
me.
Weather.
Thanks.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.